and welcome to Starting Right. I am Danny Mack, and I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes as I help you start your day by starting right. If you've been listening to Starting Right for any length of time, you will know that I am often drawn to the what we call the minor players in Scripture. These are the people that appear for maybe two or three verses only, or for a very short portion of Scripture, and something miraculous happens during their included time in Scripture, but then they disappear, never to be heard from again throughout the Bible. Some of these people we know by name, such as Jabez. Others we don't know their name, we just know what they did, like the centurion who came to Jesus for healing for his servant. And today I want to talk about a woman whose name we don't know. We just know a part of her story. Her story is recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and it's the story of the woman with the issue of blood. It's found specifically in Mark chapter 5, verses 24 to 32. It tells us that a woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She'd suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years, she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe, for she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out of him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? The disciples said to him, look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me? But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. This woman had some of the greatest faith in all of Scripture. She'd been menstruating for 12 years, which according to rabbinical law meant that she was unclean the entire time she had the flow of blood. So for 12 years, she had lived knowing that she was unclean. And being unclean, that meant that anyone who touched her was also unclean. And it meant that anything she touched became unclean. And if somebody touched something that she had touched, they became unclean. It was a horrible situation for her. But she had heard about Jesus and knew that if she touched him, she could be healed. So despite everything against her, everything that told her, no, don't do it, everything that said that you will be ostracized, that you will be punished, that they may even stone you for doing what you're about to do, she said, I am going to touch his robe. So she pressed her way through the crowd, touching other people, and got to Jesus where she touched him. And instead of making him unclean, he made her well. When she finally confessed what she had done, Jesus said to her, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. He declared to her then and there that she was no longer unclean. In fact, her touching him did not make him unclean. Her touching the others around her did not make them unclean. She did not have to worry about any of that. She could go in peace, for her suffering was now completely over. This woman came to Jesus full of hope, full of faith, believing that he is the answer for me. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust him, and then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. She had that confident hope. She had the confident hope that said, I am going to reach out to Jesus because he has the answer for me. He is the answer for me. There is no other answer. There is no other way. I need Jesus. And when she did that, she found her healing. What do you need Jesus to touch in your life today? If you go to him and you go to him with hope and faith, the Bible told us that the source of our hope will completely fill you with joy and peace because you trust in him, and then you will overflow with confident hope, and God will work in your life. Remember, God has only asked us to do what we can, what is within our abilities, and then trust him for the truly big stuff. God will do what we cannot do, so that's where our hope and our trust needs to build. Where do you need him to touch in your life? Where do you need your hope to be in him and the answer in him? Put your faith in him and reach out to him, just like this woman did. One of the heroes of faith in the Bible, and we don't even know her name, but she sure showed us how to reach out to Jesus despite the odds against us. Have a great day, my friends. We'll talk again tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. And I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mac.